And welcome to the Between Two Wheels podcast. This is your Chico Stage Race Live Reports edition. It's Tyler Yonke with John Novikoff. John, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feet up here on the bed. This is nice in our hotel room.
Right. So we did a little race today. We're going to go through some results real quick, and then we'll slam in some interviews that we talked to of people today. Winner of the P1-2 or the P1 race. Some Anthony Freddy in there as well. Tyler Pierce, vegan cyclist. Anyway, smattering of some different people. So first of all, how did you like the race today?
Well, this is the second year I've done it. And again, a fantastic course. The weather was just perfect. A little bit of a wind, but gosh, you know, it's just with all the rain we've had, it's early season. It's nice to race in the sun and you know, ride bikes with the guys in good weather.
Right. And last time we were here, it was really cold. It was sunny. But not like that today. It was a little chilly, but it was pretty good. No bad weather that I saw either. All right, so let's just start off. We'll just go through some of these real quick here. Do you have some of the results up?
I do.
Which one do you have right now?
Right now I've got the 35 and 45 combined up. All right. We did today.
Yeah, why don't you go through? We can show that. So 35s and 45s actually combine those two, raced together, scored separately. And why don't you go through on the combined, and then we'll do the breakdown as well. If it matters, maybe we shouldn't even do the combined.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, we'll do a combined. So Evolution Racing, we had Mr. Sophocles and Scott Giles with, was that Scherner Racing?
Yeah.
Those guys were first and second. They were up the road really with what, three to go, four to go?
I think it was around between four and five, three in that area.
Yeah, it
about
wasn't
a 3K
like a
loop.
Yeah, it wasn't really a defined attack, but they sure seemed to roll off the front.
And, yeah, two really strong guys, yeah. Too.
Well, let's just finish with the results. So third was Jonathan Baker, Touchstone Racing. Fourth was John Novikoff, data-driven athlete. Fifth, Christopher Baker, Touchstone Racing. And what do we got down here? Six. Sean Smith. We can keep going, right? Until we hit Tyler Yonke.
That's how we do it, yeah.
Yeah, so Sean Smith, Ride for Reason, right? Make a Wish. He was sixth. And Tyler Yonke, data-driven athlete, seventh.
Yeah, so we'll just say real quick. Those two guys were off the front. We never caught them. And one was a 45, one was a 35. So I was shocked that the 45 teams with Scott Giles here off the front, that they didn't chase him down. There's some well... And because why I say that is the 35s, we had... what 10 in our group. So
yeah, no, it was actually really confusing because of the three major teams that were here, and we're talking 8+ guys on each of these teams, neither one of them were represented with you know, the two up the road. And you know, there could be just a load of confidence and time trialing skills, but both these guys know how to time trial and are pretty strong. So I don't know, it just seemed like, you know, you and I weren't going to chase it down, but we were sure betting that another team would. But that just didn't seem to work out.
Yeah, and that was our... I mean, that was exactly our bet. We weren't going to slave it away because our deal was a sprint. I thought they would do it, but they didn't. Yeah. So we come down to the sprint, last lap, and I'm going to post a video of that, just the last lap real quick. Check it on our YouTube page. But there's a bunch of little stringy corners, and I took over, I don't know, three or four to the finish, came around the last corner, first place with you on my wheel. And dude, you just nailed it from way out, and it's an uphill headwind. Came on the wind side, did everything, and just barely got beat to the line by Jonathan Baker. But as he's in the 45s, you won the field sprint basically for the 35s.
Yeah, no, the last lap was pretty interesting. I mean, you did a great job coming to the front. In fact, I was a little worried because you were on the front with one to go.
Right.
There were a few small attacks that seemed to have people wanted to move up and be on the front, which was good for us. But I mean, coming into kind of the chicane before that last turn for the sprint, it got a little wide. People, you know, were moving up on the inside. You and I got split up a little bit, and but found each other right at the top of that little roller. And you put me in perfect position. It was a tough call to once we came around that corner to hit the gas or pause, because it is a long drag, and right. There was a pretty good headwind, especially with the guys behind us. But I just put my nose down and went. And
yeah, it was real good. And you'll hear on some of the interviews we talked to Garrett Hankins and Anthony Ferretti that they're talking about kind of almost jumping multiple times on that sprint, hitting it, kind of coming up to a guy, hitting it again. And you just went hit once and go. So,
well, they were a lot smarter than I was.
Well, then. Maybe.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
But even then, like, look, we didn't have the field sprint. I mean, it was a field sprint. The winners were up the road, and I was pretty sure that there was no one in the 35s that were going to, you know, be contesting you for the. So at least for our split field, I wasn't too worried, and you did a great job. So let's go off of here. Read the top five here for the 35s. Do you have them?
No, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Aris Sophocles, that's the Evolution Racing. He won that. John Novikov in second. Tyler Yonke third. Eric Nelson, Sierra Nevada in fourth. And Kimio Bazet, Folsom Bikes in fifth. So, and then you start having some Michael Claudio. I don't know who. Zach Morvant moved up to the P1, so we lost him out of there.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Do the 45s. You have that?
Am I going? You're faster than my internet.
It's true.
Here we go. Yeah, 45's right here. So obviously up the road we had, what was that, Scott Giles?
Yeah.
Schnur Racing. We had Jonathan Baker, who came around me, the finish there at the sprint at the line. Third, we had Christopher Baker with Touchstone. Fourth, Sean Smith, R4R. Fifth was Sean Hayden.
Yeah.
Schnur Racing.
Yeah. Schnur Racing. Okay. So we'll just drop through some of these others real quick. Let's do the, when you look up the Cat 3s.
Okay.
And I'll do the 55s real quick here. So in the 55s, which I did not see, so we'll just throw out the top fives. Max Thompson, Thirsty Bear, Ron Amos, Hammer, Greg Chapala, Davis Bike, and Jeff Quayle, Bell Real Estate Cycling in fourth. And fifth place, Michael Disa of the Team Fremont FBC.
Nice. Yeah, and so for Cat 3, we had first place was David Sweet, SunPower Racing. Second was Philip Gunther with Hotley Law, presented by Peak Condition. Third was Brennan Wirtz, TMB Development. And fourth, we had Jeff Scott with Data Driven Athlete. Fifth was Travis Longfellow, Allied Brettler Law.
All right. Look up. I'm going to do the Cat 2s. You want to do the P1s?
Sure.
So the Cat 2s, we saw that end of that race. They had a few little breaks going, but nothing really stuck. We did talk to Tyler Pierce, the vegan cyclist, SP2 Life, so you could hear a little bit of their breakdown. But that win was from Madden Titus, SunPower, Jack Barty in second with Velabody, Nigel DeSoto, Methods, and Keelan Ontiveros, Velabody, and Kyle Berg of the Hotley Law in fifth. And they had pretty big field, maybe the biggest field, 52. I think maybe they're 56 in the Cat 3s, but pretty good to see those fields. All right, what do you got in the P1?
So for the P1, again, like you mentioned, you talked to Garrett. So first place got Garrett Hankins, Team Mike Spikes, presented by Equator Coffee. Second, Kent Ross with Wildlife Generation.
And they had a nice little bike throw.
Yeah, no, it was it was a good battle there to the line. Third was Matt Chatalong, Team Mike Spikes. Fourth, Anthony Ferretti with A-Main Cycling Team. And fifth was Tyler Williams.
Yeah, so Tyler Williams is here. That's going to be interesting. I know he guest rode for Team California at Redlands. I don't know who he's riding with now here. It said unattached. But we thought Anthony got third, not Chatalong. So I guess the photo finish said it. Otherwise, I think the momentum, we were standing there right at the finish line and our videos, it looked like right after, you know, Anthony's got it, but right at, it was hard to tell. But
yeah, no, Anthony was carrying a lot of speed through that.
Yeah, good. Okay, finishes off with the women's P1, 2, 3. Michelle Howe of Northwest Tri and Bike wins that over Chloe Digert of Show Air. Maggie Coyles Leister, Pickle Juice Pro Cycling in third. Lisa Ricchetto of Hagens Berman in fourth, and Helena Coney of Instafun La Prima. And so these are all same time. So no break, it looks like, today really got off. The P1 race, we saw that. There was a dangerous break. It looked like Mike's, you know, maybe we'll let the interviews stand for themselves, but Mike's had some moves out there.
Yeah, they had a couple guys up the road.
Yeah, and then they just kind of looked like they wanted it for a sprint. So, all right, so tomorrow, Piscenta. 90 miles. How you feeling, Mr. Second Place?
I don't know. I feel pretty good. I mean, it's a grind, that race. You know, it seems to be a little bit of a fight getting to the gravel in good position. from what I remember last year. This will be my second year. So, but yeah, no, the word is on the gravel currently that it's pretty hard pack and pretty nice.
Okay.
So with all the rain we've had, I think it's in good condition.
I need a miracle personally. I just want to get through 90, and the best way for me to do that is to try to get through as much as I can with somebody. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can defend it. What'd you think of any takeaways from today?
Just when you think you're looking for that, you know, move that's going to happen off the front. In fact, I was talking with Jonathan Baker about that. It's like you're looking for that defined attack or that one move that's going to make sense. And, you know, it's rarely that's the move that actually works.
Right.
Like, for example, with the two that went up the road today, they just kind of rode off the front and, you know, it wasn't a really pronounced deal and they stayed away. So tomorrow's going to be interesting with, again, the big teams that didn't really pull that one back. But, you know, I think maybe they're just extremely confident in TT abilities, which they should be. So. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Well, what's interesting is that the teams the TT team, Pete's as an example, or Thirsty Bear, they didn't really do much for trying to bring the break back. So they have a lot of confidence. I know Giles went into the TT last year with like 2 minutes and lost it to Bryant, Bryant.
Yeah.
And I also noticed last year we had Die with Mike Sayers here, who has a herniated disc, I guess now, but they really drove the pace up for that final sprint, which helped. And this year it was just a little slower, and you know those big teams just maybe weren't interested. So
yeah,
maybe that's a prerogative. But we'll see how it works out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for the joining me tonight.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure.
All right, scoot over. Let me get in bed.
Okay.
Garrett Hankins.
With which team?
With Team Mike's Bikes, presented by Equator Coffees.
Well done. Which race did you just do?
So this was the first day of the Chico Stage Race. It was on Thunder Hill Raceway, 80 minutes.
All right, so you're with Mike's Bikes. You guys have, let me see, 3, 6, 8 of you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, 8 of us today, so we have a good, strong squad today.
So what was the plan coming out here?
Today, we were just going for the stage win. We weren't thinking that there was going to be very much time gained on this course. So we were just kind of riding protectively and making sure that we had a good train for the finish, and it worked out.
Give me a little breakdown of the race itself. So it looked like there was a break going off at some point. Was your intent to just marshal it and always bring it back for a sprint? And when it was off, did you think, hey, well, maybe we'll just allow that to go?
For the most part, we tried to make sure we had somebody in there so that we didn't kind of have the responsibility on our shoulders to bring it back. And that's kind of what happened at the end there. We had Sam Moxley in the break, and so Sempo Poro threw a couple guys out there to bring it back. So it worked out well. I mean, it left us to have most of our guys there ready for the train at the end, and we came through the corner 1, 2, 3, and I was able to hold on for the win, and I think Matt might have held on for like fourth.
Yeah, it looked like it was really close with him and Ferretti for fourth place. So the last lap, how did you guys, did you just take control on the last lap and lead it out? And were you the planned final sprinter?
Yeah. So we were thinking about me or Andy at the end there. And with one to go, I think Roman took the front, and he took it pretty much to like turn, I don't know what all the turn numbers are on this. It's so swooping, but maybe like turn 3. And then... and then Steven took it through the down the hill, the last hill. And then Matt, I think, took it from there for probably the last 700 meters. I think Matt was on the front. And and then I was behind Chris. Chris kind of flicked me through. He's like, you need to take a second, because Chris was going for all the sprint points during the race. And so he flicked me through, but I was able to come around him still. And
which place, where were you at coming through the final corner?
I was third through the final corner.
Okay, so they pulled off. You just, did you kick it from the finish? So, I mean, from the corner, because it's a little bit of a drag.
I waited for Matt to get up to top speed. Okay. And then kind of as he was dying, I started my acceleration and kind of kicked around him, then sat back down, waited for one of my competitors to get on my side, and then I kicked again once they were in the wind, because I didn't want to take them all the way to the finish.
Right. And it's a long finish and drag uphill, so well done.
Thank you.
What's your plan for the weekend? And is it, you're in the yellow then, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the yellow, not for long. Tomorrow I'm just going to be surviving, and we're going to have our strong time trialists try to have a good day tomorrow. And maybe maybe get some time in the road race. That'd be awesome. But I know Reichert and Steven and even Sam Moxley are going to have a really good time trial. So I think we have a good shot for the overall.
Tell me about yourself. So you've been, I know you had been down with us in Sacramento for quite a while. And I guess you're up in Portland doing medical or
nursing school. Yeah. So
how's your riding been going though?
Riding has been a lot of trainer work because it's been really wet and cold. It's just now starting to get nice. So I've been doing a lot of intensity, not a lot of endurance. So it's probably going to show tomorrow, but at least it worked out for today.
Yeah. So a day like today, just fine. We'll see you tomorrow. And then Sunday, I mean, that crit should be good for you as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully either me or Matt or even Reichert, we have a lot of weapons for the crit. So we're feeling good.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Robert Lander, Bob.
Do you prefer Bob or Robert?
Bob is fine. Bobbert is not fine.
Okay. Mr. Lander, which team are you on and what race did you just do?
I'm on the A-Main cycling team and we just did the Thunderhill Raceway circuit.
So the P1 race?
Yeah, the P1 race.
All right. So I just talked to Garrett who won the race today. Why don't you give me a little bit of idea of how it went for you and your team and what your plan was going into it?
My plan was just basically to do nothing and just keep it stuck together if something dangerous went off the front. Because I want to be fresh for tomorrow, and frankly, I'm not a sprinter. Anthony is, hence why he got on the box. Hopefully, we're going to find out here in a second.
So, what was your team's plan besides just you sticking it together for it? Was it to come down for Anthony?
It was going to be to come down for Anthony and lead it out for him. But in the end, it ended up with him surfing wheels and getting on the back of the Mike's train.
What happened with you guys on the last? Well, first of all, did you guys cover any breaks? It looked like there was a break early on or midway through there. It looked kind of dangerous, and I didn't see that you guys were represented.
There were a few moves that went up the road that had, you know, enough representation from teams. Like Mike's was in everything, and so I can think of one move I got in where I was on Tyler's wheel and he bridged up to a move and then it got taken back and then another one where there was like five or six guys, everyone represented minus us. I pulled that one back. Ryan was insanely active and he was keeping things together and jumping in moves, and so was Eric Cockrell, our new guy.
How'd you feel about the field today? And it looks like there's a little bit less firepower than last year from some of the big teams, but how was it for you and what do you feel about the field?
You know, maybe it's a mixture of, like, I've been doing homework and practicing bikes, but, you know, definitely not the firepower it's been in the past. Like, last year we had a bunch of big squads come out from L.A. and stuff like that, and so the field was twice as large as 90 to 100 guys last year, and it was holding on for dear life in sections, you know.
None of that this week. So let me ask you about the last lap. So Anthony gets, I think he gets third in the sprint. So what was, did you see what happened with him? Did you help him out in the last lap? Or was the Mike's bikes just kind of a takeover?
Honestly, on the last two laps from covering a big move, I was pretty toast. And the idea was just to not get dropped. So I was kind of hanging on for dear life. There was actually a Semper Poro guy who went to the front, drilled it, and brought back that last move. Anthony then sat on the back of the Mike's train, which he's good at doing. You know, he can surf wheels by himself if we're not there to give him an adequate lead up. So it's cool to have a guy who's pretty versatile like that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you guys and good luck this week.
Thanks, buddy.
So who are we with?
A-Main Cycling. This is Anthony Ferretti.
Anthony, you just did the P1 race, and it looks like, from my perspective in the little film, that you got third. Is that kind of what you think?
Yeah, it looked like so third.
Well, good job. It looked like a bike throw with Chat at the end.
Yeah, I just wanted to secure it, just to make sure I got third.
Give me a walkthrough on the last lap, because it looks like, you know, Mike's bike's whole goal was probably just to keep it together for a big sprint, because they have some sprinters out here. So what was your last lap, probably just surfing wheels?
Yeah, last lap, it was all together, and that was thanks to my teammates just making sure there weren't any last-minute breaks, because there's always that threat with Mike's bringing that many guys. But once we came through on Bell Lap, they were lined up, Mike's was, and I just knew that's a good wheel to be on. And so I tucked in behind Garrett. I wasn't sure if he was going to be the sweeper or not, but it's still good wheel, kind of out of their way until the end. And there was a little competition with the rest of the group to keep that wheel, because that was a prized wheel. But sliding through the sweeping course, super fun, and the pavement's just amazing. So it was pretty fun, I'd say, lining up behind all those white and purple jerseys with their sparkly bikes. It's pretty cool.
Would you come out of the last corner about fourth then?
Yeah, they had burned off. They had about four guys left, and one guy popped off right as we exited. And so I was about fourth with the guy on behind me. he jumped up left side real quick and he secured second.
Okay, so you had a look, that's a long sprint, a little bit of a drag uphill. Did you have to kick a few times, or was it just a straight up drag race?
It fortunately wasn't a straight up drag race, so I was able to slot in behind Garrett, and then he overtook Matt, and Garrett had a pretty good kick, so I was on Matt for a second and then kicked around Matt. So it was not a straight up drag race.
Gotcha. So what's your plans for the week? For the weekend, do you guys have an overall person in line, someone to TT as well?
Yeah, Bob. Well, I don't own one now since November. Right. But Bob's looking good. He's got really good TT form. So we'll see how he finishes tomorrow. But we just want to put guys on the podium.
So a little bit more stage hunting.
Yeah, I'd say that's what we're looking to do, stage hunt.
All right, well, congratulations. Good luck Sunday, because I know the crew you're going to be good for,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Thank you.
Tyler Pierce from SB2 Life Team.
And what race did you do today?
The Cat 2s.
And how'd that go for you guys? Let me back up. So what was the plan coming in for today? And then let's talk about how that broke out and what you guys did.
Yes. So we have four guys, and then one is a good TTist. So myself and Cameron were looking for time. We have Isaiah, who's a good sprinter, and then Terrence, who's going to kind of be a workhorse. And I felt like we played it pretty well until with like three to go, we were trying to organize. And then a couple guys snuck off the front. A guy from SunPower just like powered away. And so then we kind of botched it, I think. Like, we had the firepower, we were all feeling good. And crazy course. It's a really, really fun course, but it's a course that's like, it's so impossibly hard on the front, but then impossibly easy in the pack, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So last year you got in a break with this one, right? And ended up securing the yellow jersey, I think.
I got second. I got the yellow jersey on the road race.
Okay. Sorry. Did they have time bonuses for you guys today?
Yeah, for the top three. I think it was 10, 6, and 4 or something.
So are you the time trialist that you mentioned to begin with?
No, that's Cameron Hawk. He's our time trialist. But I've been putting in a ton of work and time on the TT bike, you know, to hopefully do something. Like, because last year, if I had not completely sucked on the TT, like, I had the yellow jersey going into the TT. All I have to do is pedal hard, and I did not. I pedaled soft. So
what's the plan for you guys tomorrow in Piscata? Is it just survival, kind of watch who's up the road?
Man, we have the power to win. Isaiah can win, Cameron can win, so the goal is to win. There, you know, I started this new team, and the amount of money that's gone into this team to not have a win, frustrating. Like, so.
Team owner coming down on the team. So okay, your goal then is not just stage wins, but the overall on the Cat 2s this weekend. Is that correct?
We want to make sure that Cameron has the best opportunity possible going into the TT, that he's not having to make up time. You know, but there are such great TTists here that we're going to have to do something special in the road race to make sure that we even get close to the box. So there's going to be flats. There's always flats. There's going to be tons of flats. And so, you know, you never know how the race is going to play out, but it would be super cool just to shell everyone on the gravel. I mean, that's like easier said than done, but you know.
Well, as you know from last year, the race is not won today. It's likely won on the TT. So, you know, not all's lost for you guys yet.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not. And so just got to make sure that we keep everyone safe. And but I want to do something special tomorrow, man. When I did this race the first time, I saw like three guys roll off the front and get like 4 minutes. Right. You know, and so not that would happen again. But it would be super cool to do something really neat in the road race and just do a hero move and get all this time.
So what then? Last year, did you do well in the road race? I mean, obviously you came out of that with the yellow jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last year I flatted and had to race back onto the group, which was insane that I even made it back on. And then the yellow jersey at the time, he flatted, you know, 2 miles from the finish, like such a bummer, right? And then I think I got 15th or something in the road race, so I was right there, which was super cool.
How do you feel your fitness is this year compared to last year on that?
It's really good right now. I have no excuses. I always have excuses. Like, that's the thing, right? The freaking vegan excuse train over here. But this week, my program has just, I am, like, right now, I want to go ride 8 hours really hard because I feel so good. Like, I've tapered, you know, my form to fitness, I think I'm positive, like, 25 form, right? I'm just ready to go. So I want to, but that's a curse sometimes, because then you just want to use all your legs and then you blow yourself up and then you don't do well, then you make a bunch of excuses. So you know,
you get a knock off a few hours of that 8 tomorrow, so good luck with that.
All right, man, thank you so much.
No problem.
It is Jeff Scott with DDA.
And what race did you do today, Jeff Scott, with DDA?
8 a.m cat 3.
How'd that go?
It went good. I got fourth. I wish I did a little bit better in that last turn that everyone knows to get top 10 in, and probably started 13th, 14th position. That just,
well, let's condense this. So, how did the race go? Were there any breaks? It came down to a field sprint.
Everyone was being pretty nice. There's a couple little one-offs, during the race, but everyone was racing pretty, it was a tight pack. There was, I think, 2 crashes. I only heard 1 crash. It actually took out quite a few guys, and I didn't even know where the second crash was, but it was 20% of the field gone. So
wow. And then you don't get free laps out, so they're gone.
I don't honestly don't know how that works. Yeah, they're gone.
Tell me about the last lap then. So you got fourth in the sprint, but how did that set up? You said you came what, 13th out of the last corner?
Yeah, I was frustrated, man. Once you get to this climb, I was in the back and thinking, like, okay, my day is done. Well, if I got a chance, just get up to the front. Got up to the front. And then that last 180 turn, you know, guys were playing it pretty tight. I didn't get gapped, but fell off the back there. And then used all my energy to get to the last turn and came out of that turn 13th. And just, I went left, I went right, trying to find a free space to sprint, and found one, but it was too late. Don't think it would have mattered anyway. I was pretty pooped, but I think I came out pretty well.
So what's your plan for the weekend?
No plan.
So you just stage hunting and hanging in, you know, you've been working on your TT?
Well, this will be the first year I've done 2 laps. Previous years I've flatted in potholes and fallen off the back. So tomorrow will be a long day. I would just like to have fun and finish. And then I'm awful when it comes to TT, so I'd like to just finish that and hope I got legs for the crit.
I just heard that the TT course has been changed, so it's just an out and back, I think shorter, so I don't know if that plays into your plans or not.
Well, let's put it this way. My first and last TTT ride was the Tuesday night Sierra Nevada race ride, so that was a couple days ago. That was the only TT effort I put in.
Well, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.